Lorimer Freestone, on behalf of your Holland Area Arts Council, you as executive director. Yep, this third Monday, always a special pleasure to speak with you. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Shelley. And I urge all of you Holland, Zealand, residents of the coast of Lake Michigan to call in with your pledges now, because we support, let's show the support from our Holland area of WGVU and all the good things they do. So anyway, today I've got a really special guest. We're talking about a wonderful collaboration between Grand Rapids and Holland coming up for the holidays. My guest is Attila Moshego, and I think I didn't, Moshego.
That's close enough.
That's why I had you do the intro.
Anyway, Attila is with us from the Grand Rapids Ballet Junior Company, and he's originally from Hungary, but he is here, thank goodness, here in West Michigan, and he is not only the artistic director of the youth ballet there, but also a teacher, and you said you have about 50 students, and I wanted to mention that some of those students from that company come from the Holland Zealand area and the west coast of Michigan, so it's really a very wonderful regional company, I would say. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Attila, and what brought you to West Michigan.
Well, it was actually dance that brought me to Michigan. I started dancing at a very young age. I was 10 years old, and my sister was only 4. And for that reason, before we go any further, it's very important to me that we expose young kids to dance and arts in general. I started dancing with the idea of, you know, just doing it for fun and babysitting my sister. And many, many years later, I actually became a professional dancer. And after moving to the United States, I lived in New York for quite a bit with my family. And just by chance, I ended up getting a job in Grand Rapids about 17 years ago. And since then, I'm happy to say that I've been part of the community, part of the Grand Rapids Ballet, and teaching as well at our school.
That's great. Well, one of the things that with the teaching, we have a teacher at the Arts Council, Laura Foucher, who has private lessons in our beautiful dance studio. We have a lovely dance facility there. And she also teaches at Grand Rapids Ballet for the junior company. And so she connected the Arts Council with the Grand Rapids Ballet. And we are going to put on a collaborative ballet brunch on November 22nd. It's a Sunday brunch geared specifically towards very young children. We're encouraging children from 3 to 8 to come and bring their favorite adult or adults with them. But we want to expose very young children to the idea of live performance in a very unthreatening setting. And we think it's very important that children be exposed to ballet and music and storytelling. So the Grand Rapids Ballet Junior Company is going to lend us some dancers. I think maybe a little soldier or a sugar plum fairy or maybe a mouse or two might come. And I know Drosselmeyer will be there because Attila plays Drosselmeyer. But we also are going to have the Holland Youth Orchestra. There's a small ensemble from the Holland Youth Orchestra who will play before and after the ballet event. So this is just a very fun holiday. We hope a holiday tradition that we're going to be starting. And so Attila is going to lend us some of his dancers. So tell us a little bit about the Nutcracker in Grand Rapids, because this is just a little taste, so that we hope to encourage people to go to the ballet in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, well, Nutcracker, as many people in Grand Rapids and West Michigan area know, that it's been part of our lives and our tradition for many, many years. And last year, we were actually fortunate enough to create a brand new reimagined version of the Nutcracker. Chris Van Allsburg helped with the storyline and all the sets. Eugene Lee actually built all the sets, and Bel Canaparoli from San Francisco Ballet did all the wonderful choreography, and our very own Patricia Barker, our artistic director, you know, she was overseeing all of this being done, and it was a huge collaboration. And we opened last year with our brand new Nutcracker at DeVos Performance Hall. And for the very first time in the Grand Rapids Ballet history, we actually managed to sell out DeVos Hall throughout the entire second weekend of our run of the Nutcracker. This new Nutcracker that you'll see this season, the ballet is putting on, is colorful, new costumes, new sets, an old story reimagined, captures all the imagination of all the young kids. And of course, we have tons and tons of children in our production, which brings us to our collaboration, which is, I think, a fantastic idea.
Well, we think that it's important that children be exposed at a very early age to all of the arts. And so this brunch that we're putting on is very affordable. We wanted to make sure that the ticket price was very low so that people with more than one child in their family could come and be so close. We're going to set up kind of a storytelling little floor amphitheater, rugs, pillows, things like that for children to sit, and then the dancers will be right there in touching distance. And probably, you know, that we don't mind if there's a little raucousness or whatever, because we understand how children can get so excited, and we're almost hoping for that sort of excitement, actually. But each child will receive a little basket of goodies and brunch goodies that they can take to on the floor with them, so that they're not expected to sit in a chair at a table with their parents. The parents can go off in the other part of the room and have their brunch in in a more civilized manner, I guess. But we're wanting those children to come and get up close and personal with those dancers and those musicians. And so it's going to be a fun time. And you can find out more about it on the Holland Area Arts Council's website, hollandarts.org, and just click on the events page, and it's right there, the Nutcracker. The Nutcracker Suite, Sweet brunch. But then we want you to make sure, you remember what Attila just said, those tickets to the Grand Rapids Ballet performance sell out fast. And I would imagine that we'll have the same kind of thing happen this year. So I would think that it would be really smart to get your tickets early. So tell us, what is your favorite part of the set, the new set of the Grand Rapids Ballet?
Of the new set, well, let's see, what is my favorite part? Well, there's so many things that, you know, like I said, are completely reimagined that in the past we didn't even think would be possible. I think one of the most visual things that happen is during the transformation scene in the Nutcracker. After the initial party starts, where Clara receives her Nutcracker and she falls asleep, the way it was redone, it's quite special because we're actually using projections to make our Christmas tree grow this year.
Where so is this? Is this at DeVos again?
It is. Yes, it's at DeVos Hall. Mm-hmm. And the tree actually is a projection that grows, and you see mice running all over the theater. So it's quite fantastic. But I have to say, as a personal favorite, I have to say it is Drosselmeyer's entrance when he comes out of the clock.
and
that
Attila plays Drosselmeyer, and the thing is, I mean, you're all over the place because the image of Drosselmeyer is kind of the image of the Nutcracker poster and everything, so that's kind of cool. You're like the headliner.
No, Drosselmeyer is the narrator, if you will, of the story.
There's so much magic to be had in this performance. It's just going to be exciting, very exciting. So we're very excited to have this collaboration. And once again, the Nutcracker Suite brunch will happen at the Holland Area Arts Council, and that's November 22nd. So it's a great way to kick off your holiday season. Now, when does the ballet begin in Grand Rapids?
Well, our performances begin in December, from December 11th to the 13th, and also from the 18th through the 20th at DeVos Performance Hall.
So it's a perfect way to celebrate the holidays. It's
absolutely
a great way. So
you're starting that.
So make the arts a part of your holiday.
Right. And I want to go. We've got a few minutes here, Attila. You mentioned you're starting dance at age 10. We're talking about getting the kids involved. Obviously, it's important to start early in many things in life, not only for the goal to capture the passion, but also physically. How important is it to start early physically?
Well, for dancers, it's very important. It's just like athletes, but more so than athletes. If you think of gymnasts, you know, gymnasts start at a very young age, and I think even more so than dancers, they have a lot shorter career, and it's because of the, you know, the physical wear and tear that comes with the art form and performing on a daily basis. So it's important to start early. With girls, young ladies, you know, they have a tendency to start much earlier. You know, my wife Mindy, who has also danced at the Grand Rapids Ballet, you know, she started when she was 5 years old. She started her dance training. Boys generally start a little bit later, around the age of 10 or 12.
Well, there are some really wonderful dance companies where children can be signed up for dance instruction in West Michigan. We're very lucky to have many actual dance schools. And I think for young men, young boys, to get involved with dance, it's incredibly athletic, incredibly... my son started dancing, taking ballet when he was very young. And it's really an amazingly, wonderfully athletic thing to do. And so I really encourage those parents out there with boys who are interested in movement and interested in something extremely challenging to encourage them to take dance as well.
Besides the Nutcracker coming up, Attila, will you be making occasionally an appearance with your ballet?
Well, I retired from professional dance 2 years ago, but I'm hoping to sneak back out on stage a few more times. Last year, I danced the role of Drosselmeyer, and I'm hoping to return on stage in the same role again.
Well, the other question I have for you, Attila, is let's just move along into the year, though. You've got some really wonderful things with happening with the Junior Ballet Company. You just wrapped up a very exciting collaboration. So what's happening in the future? Beyond the holidays, what are we going to expect for the year?
Well, beyond the holidays, it's kind of interesting when you say that for dancers, because for us, it's always a preparation for something else. So we always have at least one thing cooking in the kitchen. We just came out of a collaboration with the GVSU Opera Theater. We did Dido and Aeneas, and we just wrapped up last weekend. And this week, we're already into Nutcracker rehearsals. And as soon as we're through with the holidays, we're going to go back into Snow White
that we did
5 years ago with the Junior Company. We are going back to the Meyer Royce Center, Meyer Gardens, to do our butterfly ballet that we annually do. And for the rest of the year, we have another big collaboration with the Grand Rapids Ballet Company, Cinderella. So there's plenty to do for the students.
That's great.
I just get chills thinking about all of that wonderful performance. And, you know, it is extremely affordable, too, and we are so close. All of those Lakeshore folks that think Grand Rapids is so far away, it's not at all. And I really highly encourage. And there are a lot of matinees available for a lot of these performances. So make sure you look online to the Grand Rapids Ballet website as well and find some information about some of these upcoming events. They're going to be really magical.
What is that website? Do you have that?
The website is www.grballet.com.
Easy as that, you bet. Exactly. All right. The Holland is a swinging town this next month.
I mean, we've got, of course, now, you know, we were talking about Christmas, but we've got Halloween coming up, so there's all kinds of things. Both Holland and Zealand have a trick-or-treat night. Zealand is doing it on the 30th, and downtown Holland is doing it on the 31st. So check those out at the local. Actually, what I'm going to tell you, first of all, is that all of these events that I'm going to say are available on the Holland Area Arts Council's website under events around town. So just click on the events page, and we've got all this information, because I'm going to go through this really fast. But the Holland Symphony Orchestra has Saturday, October 24th, their Classics 2, A New Work is Born. So this is a premiere performance, so make sure you look at that, and you can go to hollandsymphony.org to look about tickets about that. The Youth Orchestra Fall Concert is Sunday, November 15th. Felt Mansion has something fun, and it's recurring through the 31st of October. That's the Felt Mansion Darkness Tour. So check out the Felt Mansion for that. That sounds very intriguing. And City of Holland, of course, has its fabulous farmers market. So just we still have that going on. And then it just sort of emerged, or let's see, morphs into the Kerst market during the holidays. So it's not stopping. It'll just keep going with just changing gears a little bit. Hope College has all kinds of things going on. October 29th, Barbara Futurna with the Constantinople at Dimnit Chapel. Go to hope.edu/arts to find out all the events that are happening at Hope College, with the beautiful new Kreisinger Museum is open. So get into that. It's got a fabulous exhibition that I'm so excited to share with people. The Holland Museum has another interesting thing, the Kapan House by Candlelight. So check out, that's kind of an exciting thing. So go to the hollandmuseum.org to find out the times for the Kapan House by Candlelight. Knickerbocker Theater has some guest artists coming. Our actors from the London stage is November 12th through the 13th. Mm-hmm. And the student dance showcase is the 20th through the 21st of November. And Park Theater has so many things, I can't list them. Go to hollandparktheater.com. But they do have October 23rd, Jars of Clay will be performing at the Park Theater. So lots of things to do in the Holland Zealand area. But remember, get your tickets. They're available online right now for the Nutcracker Suite brunch. And get your little kids all gathered together and bring them on here. And then also go to the Grand Rapids Ballet website so that you can get your tickets early to the Nutcracker. So it's thank you very fine. Much, Attila, for
Absolutely,
joining us.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
It's time to talk holidays. Let's just do it. It's already snowed in Michigan.
Exactly.
You know, the seasons are turning. Although, don't put up a Christmas tree just yet.
Yeah. You know, yeah. The flowers haven't frozen yet.
Yeah.
You know, we've still got some things out there.
Thanks, all. Take
care.
Well,
thank you, Shelley. Thank you.